Great are you, Lord, mighty in strength. You are faithful, you'll ever be. We will praise you all of our days. For your glory, offer everything. So raise your hands, all you nations. Shout to God, all creation. How awesome is the Lord Most High. Where you send us, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. How awesome is the Lord Most High. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. How awesome is the Lord Most High.
Well, the Lord's people love to hear him, or love to hear us declare his greatness. And that's what we do in worship this morning. And we do welcome you here with us. If you have your Bibles, you want to open to Psalm 97. That's our scripture reading this morning. It's a theocratic psalm, or a psalm where it talks about God's sovereignty. He is reigning. And it's talking about the Lord coming and reigning in righteousness. And when he does that, the godly will be rejoicing and the wicked will be trembling at his presence. That's what this psalm is all about. So why don't you follow along Psalm 97 as we read. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes forth before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are the Lord most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserve the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Father, we do that this morning. Lord, we declare your greatness through worship, and we give you thanksgiving, Lord, for being our great God. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your justice. Lord, our hearts are excited about the fact that you will return. Lord, you'll come back for your people. Lord, you will reign and rule, and we look forward to that. Lord, but in the meantime, I do pray that we might give you all praise and honor and glory, that we might follow in your ways, that we might do your will, that we might declare your greatness and your salvation to the nations. Father, be blessed this morning in our worship and in our word. Open our hearts to all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your shelter, tower of refuge and strength.
all the broken pieces of our lives, God. And you mend them together to form something beautiful. What amazing grace this is.
Forsaken.
Jesus.
rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon you, Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
Are you stronger? Yeah, all right, good. Hey, why don't you turn around and say hi to a couple folks before you're seated. Look for somebody you don't know and give them a warm greeting in the Lord. We have something special we're going to do, and could we get the Foundations class graduate on up here? Just kind of line up here. Actually, this is half the class. The first half was the first service, so how many are there? How many students?
We had 34 total.
34, yeah. Wow, it was a good-sized class. So these are the graduates. And actually, I have asked them. Well, first, let me ask Sean a couple questions. Sean has been doing the class for about a year now, maybe a little less than that.
I did the DIT class for a year, and then we had talked with Pastor Bill about maybe changing some of the format. So if you went through DIT, it's a completely new class now. We've taken some of the things from DIT, which is called Foundations.
So the Disciples in Training, which is the DIT, we had done that for quite a while. And Sean's a real student. He's a real studier. And so he took the best out of that, but he added on a whole lot of things. And what are they looking forward to? What kind of subjects do they deal with?
So in a nutshell, Pastor Bud had said something that really caught me about it's your right as a Christian to know what's in your Bible. So we laid out a course that builds precept by precept.